Welcome to Harmonia. I'm Wendy Gillespie, sitting in for Angela Mariani, and inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. This hour on Harmonia, we finish up our three-part celebration of the British-based viol consort Fretwork. In honor of its 30th anniversary, we're exploring Fretwork's experiences with 500 or so years of rich repertory ripe for viols. Our featured release is the 2001 Fretwork recording, The Hidden Face. We heard a canon by J.S. Bach from the recording Johann Sebastian Bach, The Art of Fugue, performed by Fretwork. Needless to say, the music of Johann Sebastian Bach has attracted musicians and audiences since the beginning of the early music revival. In 2002, Fretwork performed and recorded Art of Fugue, a Bach work based on a single theme. Here's a contrapuntus from that work.
Thank you.
from Fretwork's 2002 Harmonia Mundi recording of Bach's Art of Fugue, that was Contrapuntus 8. Prior to that, we heard the Canon a la Ottava. Later, Richard Boothby arranged many of Bach's keyboard works from the Well-Tempered Clavier and the Klavierübung, released on the Harmonia Mundi label under the title Alio Modo. He would later go on to arrange the Goldberg variations for viols. Familiar Bach heard in a new way. Here is his Wenn wir in höchsten Noten sein, BWV 641, composed for organ. We heard Bach's Wenn wir in höchsten Noten sein, originally composed for organ, arranged here for viols by Richard Boothby and performed by the ensemble Fretwork. You can become a fan of Harmonia Early Music on Facebook or follow our updates all week long on Twitter. Just search for Harmonia Early Music. Between 2006 and 2011, the original ensemble of six gradually dwindled as family commitments, other professional engagements, and alas, the very sad premature demise of Richard Campbell intervened. By now, the second generation of Fretwork has even taken on a couple of third-generation members, with the indefatigable original member Richard Boothby still leading the ensemble. Fretwork still has wonderful repertory to explore, and more appears all the time. Here's a special bonus for listeners of Harmonia, a first edit of the Fretwork CD scheduled to be released soon, but not yet available anywhere except here. This is a four-part Fantasia in F by John Jenkins, one of the gurus of 17th century viol consort music. Thank you. That was the Jenkins Fantasia of four parts in F major from a forthcoming Fretwork recording. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco, Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, fostering the performance, scholarship, and community of early music. On the web at earlymusicamerica.org. I'm Wendy Gillespie. The 30th anniversary of the ensemble has inspired an ambitious project, the first recording of the complete verse anthems of Orlando Gibbons, which will be recorded in November of 2016 and released in the spring of 2017. Anthems that are well known to many concert and churchgoers in a style very much influenced by the 19th century choral tradition will reappear in their private chapel settings, with one singer to a part, and an emphasis on the rhetorical, dramatic expressiveness of music that passionately defends itself from the Catholic Counter-Reformation. We end as we began with a piece by Orlando Gibbons, this one a very unusual combination of the in nomine idea we heard earlier in this series, with added street cries of early 17th century London.
Fine. mine washing.
Mine and his arms.
We heard The Cry of London by Orlando Gibbons, performed by Fretwork, from the 1989 recording Cries and Fancies. 2016-17 looks to be one of the busiest seasons ever for Fretwork, with the autumn including their longest tour yet to North and indeed South America, ranging from Bogota to Boston, Montreal to Mississippi, with old and new music. Wikipedia does not have much of the information that you've heard on these programs about Fretwork, at least not yet. What you have been hearing in these programs is, in fact, eyewitness recollections. Remember the transplanted American way back at the beginning of the ensemble? That would be me. In 2008, the demands of a full-time university job in the U.S., combined with the increasing struggle required to take on the ever more complicated world of travel and security, intruded irretrievably on the idyll. But playing with Fretwork was absolutely central to 22 years of this viol player's life. My last concert with the band, at least until the 30th anniversary one in June 2016, had been on November 21st, 2008. A run out from Bloomington, Indiana to Stockholm, Sweden, leaving on a Thursday evening, back teaching on Monday morning. Lots of travel for a great couple of hours of music making. And time to let someone else have some of the fun. Take a look at our website, www.harmoniaearlymusic.org, for some photos of fretwork from its very beginning to the present. We've been hearing about and from the Vile Consort fretwork in honor of its 30th anniversary. You can find hundreds of archived episodes, playlists, and podcasts online at harmoniaearlymusic.org. For many years now, fretwork has regularly been involved in the development and performance of new music for viols, in addition to their meat and potatoes repertoire of 16th and 17th century consort music. The 2001 recording, The Hidden Face, pairs music of 20th century British composer John Tavener with consort pieces by Tudor and Jacobean composers, including those of the 16th century English composer John Tavener, with whom the modern composer is sometimes confused.
Thank you.
Music from the 2001 recording John Tavener, The Hidden Face, performed by Fretwork. Learn more about recent early music releases on the Harmonia Early Music podcast. You can subscribe on iTunes or at harmoniaearlymusic.org. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Additional resources come from the William and Gail Cook Music Library at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. We welcome your thoughts about any part of this program or about early music in general. You can leave a comment or question anytime by visiting harmoniaearlymusic.org and clicking on Contact. Special thanks to Charlie Rausch for his help obtaining copies of hard-to-find recordings. The writer for this edition of Harmonia is me, Wendy Gillespie. Thanks to our studio engineer Michael Paskash and our staff, Janelle Davis and Luann Johnson. Additional technical support comes from KTTZ at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Our producer is Elizabeth Clark. Our executive producer is John Bailey, and I'm Wendy Gillespie, sitting in for Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.